I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It is the week that you can fulfill your wildest fantasies, whether that's stacking 45 crates on top of each other and then using it to jump into a castle, a la Mad Mercer, or having sex with a bear.
Bullish Everyone wants to have sex with bears. Bear fuckers. Bear fuckers. I was really disappointed. So I think this came up at some point while we were
I don't know. This is a segue that is like dangerous.
Well, I just was going to comment on how I was really disappointed because I was looking for the bear. I wanted a gift from Super Troopers of the whole bear fucker thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
For this exact, for Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, yeah.
This conversation. Couldn't find it.
Oh.
It's very disappointing. Anyways.
I don't want to know what else came up when you searched bear fucker. So.
I mean, there was some stuff. There was like, you know, nothing as good as Super Trooper scene.
Yeah.
Anyways. This is the Gamers 2 Podcast, your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interests. I'm going to be real with you folks. It's a rough week. Real rough. I did have to put some financial results in here.
Son of a bitch. Everybody just turned this off. And you know what?
Financial results.
I respect them. Because I don't even want to hear about them, and I'm going to be here to hear about them. Yeah. I might tell you about them.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you about them.
It's not that bad. I kept it to a minimum. It was for context. I added in for context.
It's a good thing you did it for context.
The context is so that we can keep complaining when they keep laying off people.
Oh, all right. Perfect. I like that context. The other part is, this has been a week. I don't know about you, but my mental state has gone to the absolute hell.
Oh, yeah.
I'm reaching burnout point where I'm like, I need a break.
I mean, I'm at burnout just in life in general.
Oh, sure. Well, there's that. That's a given, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not to the point where I have a solution for that. It's just the, like, it's starting to be little things. Multiple straws, you know, camel's back. And it's just like little simple things that normally always, you know, always will tilt me or send me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I haven't had like the breakdown yet, but there have been multiple times where I'm like, this should not be a problem. Like multiple times I felt like I'm speaking to toddlers.
Yeah.
And not even necessarily toddlers, but like relatively cognitive beings. We're going, how did you fuck something so simple up?
Like, that's people.
The light switch is just on and off. In what universe did you think if you took the light bulb and shoved it up your ass, that would work better than if you just used the light switch?
Mm-hmm.
That's about where I've reached, having to explain things to people. But in the good news, you can distract yourself.
You could distract yourself if you acquire new video games.
Like number one, Ninja or Die Shadow of the Sun for PC. Number two, Adore for PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number three, Flutter Away for the PC, which is what I want to do from this podcast right now. Number four,
Ooh.
Tiny Thor. We're not even into the financial news. I'm just like, just take me away.
Fuck it.
Number four, that's a different podcast. Number four, Tiny Thor for the Switch. Number five, Death Becomes You. Weird that it's coming out right after Oppenheimer for PlayStation, Xbox, and the Switch.
Weird timeline.
It's also funny because everybody attributes that quote to him, but when he says that quote, he is quoting Hinduism?
Yeah, I think it's the god
Vishnu, I believe, mm-hmm. before he takes on the armed form. If you watch the video of him, say, I am become death. Didn't need that bottle. And number six, Baldur's Gate 3. Not on PlayStation 5 yet, I believe, but it is on console.
The physics of that bottle falling over was very strange, by the way.
It's a strange bottle.
Very strange. I bumped it, and it shimmered. You know, it did the rock back and forth. And I was like, okay, it's going to settle.
The Weeble Wobble.
Yeah, Weeble Wobbled. And I was like, oh, it's going to settle because the Weeble Wobble is getting tighter. And then out of nowhere, it just went, whoop, like a big one. And I'm like, all right, well, that didn't make any sense. Yeah, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking odds. Number one, EA Group.
EA Sports.
EA Group. Earnings call. EA Group General Manager Samantha Ryan has left the company. Ryan led the EA studios that were not making sports, racing, or shooting games, so like two of them, including BioWare, Maxis, Full Circle, Cliffhanger Games, and Motive. All of those in conjunction are responsible for things like Mass Effect, Dragon Age, The Sims, Skate, which probably should have been put in the sports game, Black Panther, and Dead Space / Iron Man. EA said that Ryan has left the business to change things up. Ryan's previous responsibilities will now be split between two people. Motive, Cliffhanger, and BioWare Studios will now report directly to Laura Miley, who is the president of EA Entertainment. Vince Zampella, shocking that he's getting more responsibility in games, who continues to oversee Battlefield, Apex Legends, and Star Wars, is also a part of Miel's EA Entertainment group. Meanwhile, Maxis and Full Circle will now report to Rachel Franklin, who has been promoted to Senior Vice President and Group General Manager of Lifestyle Entertainment. Franklin was the leader of EA's Positive Play Group, which the publisher had set up to try and make gaming communities safer and more inclusive. Another one falls. I like that it's to shake things up.
That was essentially, she was like, you know what? Fuck this place. I'm done.
Because to shake things up is like the biggest catch-all you could have.
Yeah.
Any reason you potentially want to put in there fits with inside of shake things up.
Yeah.
They don't want to be here anymore. Shake things up. Got a better offer. Shaking it up.
The breakdown of the way they split these studios up is interesting. I don't know what it says. It's just interesting. I mean, it kind of makes me feel like they are leaving Maxis and Full Circle to wither on the vine. But who knows? And
well, I think Maxis, for the most part, is self-sufficient. So it's almost like they don't really have to do anything with it. Because if they're making Sims 5, like that's the only thing that they would be doing. Otherwise, it's just continuous DLC, and like they make money. They do their thing.
Yeah,
their only flop in the last decade was SimCity. I'm sure people will say that like, well, certain expansions for The Sims have flopped, but those are technically all expansions, and The Sims is still one of the most popular games. Just period.
Yeah.
And
the other studios
is like the one they need to nurture, and so I could see like an 70-30 split of like, we're going to spend 70% of our time making sure Skate comes out okay.
Mm-hmm. And the other studios are just like more possible, more playgrounds for Vince to play with.
Right. And it's after he's now done the Star Wars stuff. Oh, well, those two of the studios he just got partial oversight on are supposed to be doing the Black Panther and Iron Man game.
Mm-hmm.
So take a guess what Disney wants.
Yeah. Yep. Number two. Xbox's Phil Spencer took to the stage at Final Fantasy XIV Fan Fest this weekend to reveal a partnership between, as in last weekend, between Microsoft and Square Enix. The two companies revealed that the MMO Final Fantasy XIV will be available on Xbox Series X and S next year. Square Enix CEO Takashi Kiryu said fans can expect other Final Fantasy games on Xbox in the near future. He also said they're, quote, really looking forward to working closely with Phil and the Xbox team to make this possible, end quote. For Final Fantasy XIV, Xbox players can expect 4K support, faster loading times, and a duty support system for single players. Whatever that means. An open beta will launch as part of the patch 6.5X series.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good first step.
Yeah.
Xbox is like, oh, that's cute. What if we just put Final Fantasy MMO on Xbox?
Do it.
All right. Sure.
Phil Spencer making moves as per usual. Always.
Always be moving. ABM. IBM. Irritable bowel movements. Anyway, number three. Nintendo's new hardware is reportedly on pace to launch in the second half of the year. Second half of next year. The system's release schedule news comes from VGC, who spoke with persons familiar with the matter. Citing its own sources, Eurogamer reports that the launch window also aligns with their predictions. The console will reportedly still be usable as a portable device such as the Nintendo Switch. It will possess an LCD screen and accept physical games via a cartridge slot. Developer kits for the Switch successor were also given to studio partners, VGC has said. It's unknown if the new system will be backwards compatible. In June, Nintendo President Shintaro Furukawa said that the platform holder wanted to transition consumers to the next console, which was taken by some as a hint toward backward compatibility.
In the old rumors roundup section, we'll discuss potential Switch 2 hardware.
If they don't call it Switch 2, or I still argue for Switch would be the best one.
Switch?
Two eyes.
Oh.
Switch.
So it says we.
Yeah. Well, it's how they, yeah, it's two eyes, so it's, you know, two. Clearly. How could you confuse that for anything else?
Yeah, as far as the backwards compatibility goes, one studio that received the developer kit said it will have backwards compatibility, and the other studio that received the developer's kit said it will not.
Evening in that one out.
Yeah.
I confirm it'll have a 4K LCD screen. Matt says it won't. There you go. We've nailed it.
Killed it, crushed it. Number four. Yuka Kitamura, composer at From Software, announced that they've exited the game studio. Kitamura made the announcement on Twitter and did not provide any reasons for leaving. Quote, I've decided to leave From Software, the company I worked for, and to start working now as a freelance composer this August. I would like to continue to express myself in game music through various genres of music, end quote. That's such a Japanese statement. And I love it. Kitamura joined From Software in 2011, and their video game credits include Armored Core Verdict Day, Mobile Suit Gundam UC, which is not a video game, and Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. Unless there is a video game called Gundam Mobile Suit Gundam UC, which would be weird. They also contributed to the music of Elden Ring, which won the National Academy of Video Game Trade Reviewers Award for Outstanding Digital... fuck that one up. Outstanding Original Dramatic Score in 2022.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was reading some comments on this, and apparently is extremely common for composers to do this move, essentially.
Which I believe it.
Yeah. Which I guess thinking back to other news articles and other news items on composers, they've always been freelance.
Yeah, allows you to potentially work on more things and, mm-hmm. you know, yada, yada, not tied yeah. down.
And then they said, like, most of the time when this type of move happens, that composer still works with the original studio, like, more often than any other composer.
There have been times where I've seen it, even in certain other industries, where, like, someone leaves and then they are immediately either hired back as, like, a consultant or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, okay, you just stepped out and then now are, like... Yeah, setting your own rate and doing whatever you want.
Yeah, they agree to an open relationship.
Yeah.
It is like, a legal, I want to see other people.
A legal open relationship.
Yeah.
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 What if we made this a throuple?
As one of my more interesting coworkers have said, I want to fuck other bitches. And then got punched in the face by said girl.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm happy there was more to that story because I was going to start asking questions. That's even better. So wait, that's what your more interesting coworker told the female he was talking to?
I believe it was his girlfriend at the time.
And to her face said, I want to fuck other bitches.
And then got punched in the face.
Well, I mean, you get what you asked for.
Oh my God. People are so interesting sometimes.
They are. Whatever aliens are doing a case study on us. Man, there's got to be moments where they're like, I don't get it.
I hope there's like aliens, like, who, you know, whatever aliens are studying us. They have a TV series that's like
Earth.
Yeah, but it's like a funniest home video style.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like shit like that.
What is them having to do the typical like weird alien explanation of like, and here you will see this mate is about to get his ass kicked by this person. For saying he wants to sleep with other, like, whatever. It just
or like humans say the darndest things.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
It's also just like Alien Dilbert. It's just humans in the comic strip. I would enjoy... This is going to be a weird reference.
Well, that's all right.
Not weird, I guess. But take a second to get there. It's normal. I would like to be Obi-Wan visiting the clone factories. Version of We Meet Aliens.
Okay.
I want to go hang out with the tall freaks that are making the clones and them just show me the libraries of all of the information they have on us and just have them ask me questions. And I'll see if I can answer them.
Yeah.
But I want them to pull obscure shit. Like, what the hell was happening here? And they just show one baseball player grabbing his crotch on the mound. And I'm like, oh, he probably just had to adjust something. And they're like, oh, adjust what? And you're like, well, there's... Humans have, and
yeah,
and they're just like curious about like really weird things. I'm like, you guys don't want to ask about like the world wars or the pyramids or whatever. And like, no, that stuff all kind of checks out. We did that same stuff
like checks out
millennia ago. We have our own history, it all matches.
Yeah,
but I'm curious about what is a Big Mac? You're like, we can just go get one, I guess. I don't know. Can you explain Epic Mealtime to the aliens?
Epic Mealtime. That's an oldie. Is it still around?
I mean, Harley's around.
Yeah, I know Harley's but I don't.
I don't know if I assume the channel's still around, but I don't know like how frequent they do anything now, or if they're all just dead.
Yeah, you would think with the things they consumed.
They go, oh, man. I still remember the fast food lasagna. 36 something, I think it was like 36 Baconators, 36 whatever, and then it was I can't remember what the numbers were exactly, but they had a gigantic, it wasn't a 9x13, it was bigger than that, baking pan that was like 5 inches deep, and it was to layer patties, single layer of whatever patty from wherever it was, so I think it was Wendy's, McDonald's, and Carl's Jr., I think, or maybe A&W, or something like that. And it was a layer of burgers from one of the places, then a meat sauce, then bacon strips, then a little bit of cheese, then another layer of burgers, meat sauce, bacon, cheese, burgers, meat sauce, bacon, cheese, blah, 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 and then just cheese across the entire top of the thing.
This makes me want to throw up. Do you remember that?
That's right. I forgot. They also got a thing of Mac sauce when they went to McDonald's. A 1 liter container of just Big Mac sauce and put that on top.
Do you remember that like Korean streaming trend where like people would just eat food?
Yeah. Still thing? Oh yeah, 100%. Okay. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure it's still a Korean thing.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, popular over there or not.
Yeah.
Not really so popular here. Number five, Take-Two has doubled the pay of its top executives. In an expected move with a guy named Strauss, Take-Two's annual proxy statement disclosed Zelnick and Slatoff's pay of $72.3 million in a mix of cash and stock, which is split 60-40 between them. Take-Two reported that the compensation it actually paid Zelnick in fiscal 2023 was $42.1 million, more than 2.5 times the previous year's amount, but slightly beneath that of fiscal 2021, the first year of the pandemic. First full year, I guess. The executives are paid jointly through the management company ZMC, of which they are partners. Zelnick and Slatoff were paid $30 million in the previous fiscal year. In a letter to shareholders, Zelnick described the last fiscal year as a, quote, milestone year for Take-Two, citing their net bookings of $5.28 billion, which were largely shaped by the acquisition of mobile developer Zynga.
It's a lot of money.
Take-Two, owners of Rockstar, have not released GTA 6 and have now reported a $5.28 billion gain.
I finally found a brief description of what net bookings is.
Okay.
It's later on in the thing, but I'll read it now. Net bookings covers the net amount of products and services sold digitally or sold in physically. It includes not just game sales, but other income, including licensing fees, merchandise, and in-game ads. So net bookings basically covers... It seems like it covers like all the money that you could make.
Yeah.
From like sales.
And they own a lot. Zynga, Rockstar, 2K.
Money. Money in the bank. Shorty, what you drank?
I just got hit with a fucking just like flashback there.
Speaking of flashbacks.
How many years ago was that song?
Speaking of flashbacks, number six, Anita Sarkeesian has announced that feminist...
I'm getting whiplash.
that feminist frequency will shut down after 15 years. The nonprofit organization's executive director cited exhaustion and burnout in the decision. All of its operations will be closed entirely in 2024. Feminist Frequency gained notoriety as a YouTube series analyzing the poor representations of women in games and media. In 2020, it went on to launch the Games and Online Harassment Hotline to provide support to game developers. The Feminist Frequency organization won a Peabody for combating harassment in the games industry.
Does anybody even remember that her name? I know we do. And I know there's a lot of people that like that pay attention enough that, to the industry that do. But I mean, like, I thought it was a relatively large cultural phenomenon, the entire, quote, Gamergate thing. But I don't know that anybody ever knew the name. You know what I mean? They knew that and they knew to be angry at it, but it was just, it was a typical, like, outrage moment where they had the, they were told to look at the sign and yell at it, but they didn't look at who was holding the sign.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, wow.
I don't know. I was thinking about this for a little bit because she, you know, the exhaustion and burnout and shutting down, and I was like, there's actually a lot of female representation in video games now. So like, if I, well, comparatively,
I was gonna say, yeah, I guess relatively, because I would still argue that there's not at all.
I would, I think,
proportionately, I believe it has grown, but it is not at all where it should be.
I don't know if this is true. So, you know, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Our podcast is based on, I don't know if this is true.
I think there might be, if you took all the female characters and the male characters, I have a strong feeling that the female characters have a higher percentage of being better.
like as in quality wise,
okay,
than the male characters.
There's at least one immediate example I can point to of that 100% being true. That like immediately I know for a fact I would agree with you on. I'm not even saying
I can think of one that's probably immediately bad.
I know one that the female is blatantly better.
There could be. Are you
Cassandra
thinking
Cassandra and Odyssey?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Are you thinking of ones that are like there is a
you have a
female and a male? Yeah. Cassandra, yeah. I was thinking in general, like one bad one right off the bat is probably the person from Forspoken, the girl from Forspoken. Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not.
The funny thing there is, I think even if you put a dude instead of her, it doesn't change the fact that is just written like shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the other part where we could have two different conversations where you mean characters and I mean employees.
Mm. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't even think about that. I was talking about characters.
Yeah. I mean it more of an employee side.
It's kind of a weird
characters
thing.
Is true too, but now it's become a lot easier with the a lot easier in quotes, but with that flipping ability.
Yeah.
Cassandra, Ivor, those are just two Ubisoft examples, but there's other ones where you can mm-hmm. flip between or, you know, you choose which path you want to go.
There does seem to be more. I've noticed more female executives in the games industry. And I don't know if that's like, I don't know if it's just I don't know if there's actually more female executives than there was, or if we're just noticing it or like seeing them more often.
Probably yes and no. A little column A, a little column B type of thing. Mm-hmm. But also mixed with, it's one thing to see it at EA. It's another thing to see it at. It's the Keighley problem, right? When I say the Keighley problem, it's not a problem with Jeff Keighley specifically, but it's the one that got brought up during GameFest.
Yeah.
Where, like, you didn't have blah, blah, blah on stage. And we knew somebody was supposed to be there and it canceled, and that's why Sam Lake was there and stuff like that. But in doing those things, there were, say, 100 some odd games announced.
Mm-hmm.
The gender ratio is going to be scaled to male hugely,
mm-hmm.
encompassing all those studios. I do think that that ratio has started to change for the better in the more, you know, recent years. But even then, for as many as we see in leadership positions, I also just see severe constant burnout.
In general? Or
In general, but when you're already taking away from a smaller growing population, like the burnout of the guys. The burnout itself is like a valid mental thing.
Yeah.
I'm saying like it doesn't change their number.
Yeah.
But when if you were a female watching other females burn out from the field, you would potentially be less likely to continue to go into it.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying since there's a smaller population of females, but they're also experiencing burnout, it's affecting the image more.
It can end up affecting not just like the image, but like, yeah, the willingness to try to continue to go into the field and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it also just depends on like what the burnout reasons are. Is it burnout from dealing with bullshit, or is it just the burnout of like, I get it, I don't really want to do games anymore. You know, whatever that necessarily means. But it's just if you're military example, if you're in a spear tip and you're all going forward and there's 10 of you and there's the entire 300 some odd like company behind you, and then you in the spear tip, 6 of you fall, if you're strong-willed enough, the other 4 will continue to do their job and push forward.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be less likely to watch, like, you have a higher chance as that happens. As one falls, the chance increases that your ability or your resilience declines.
Mm, your morale.
Yeah, your morale, your resilience, where eventually you may end up like, you know, trying to sprint backwards or do whatever. But then at the same time, if you watched, if you're in that 300, you're watching those 10 people, you're like, oh, yeah, let's go, woo! And they get utterly obliterated and it's not even close. At what point are you going, let's keep going. Like, you don't want to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it all, there's a bunch of factors that always come into play. And I think it has taken, it's like trying to turn a ship in a canal.
Yeah.
And so far we're not stuck. But the Suez Canal is a pretty good representation of where we could end up.
It is interesting.
Number 7, Microsoft is now selling replacement parts for Xbox controllers following its pledge to expand right-to-repair options for consumers. Consumers can now fix individual problems with standard and elite Series 2 wireless controllers, including replacing analog sticks, buttons, triggers, and a printed circuit board assembly. Replacement parts can be purchased on Microsoft's Xbox Repair and Replacements
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tablet problems. Replacement parts website where users can download a service guide, quote, intended for technically inclined individuals with the knowledge, experience, and tools required to repair Microsoft devices, end quote. Tutorial videos can be found on the Xbox Support YouTube channel. First-party repair kits for Xbox controllers can also be found on the how-to website iFixit, which has the parts listed with a lifetime guarantee, while Microsoft's parts only have a warranty for 1 year.
I had meant to check to see how much they cost.
The parts or tools? The
parts. Yeah, I mean, that's why. Okay. I was like, this is wicked expensive. It's not worth it. And I was looking at the Elite parts on accident.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so a front shell is $20.
And this is the other part where it's like, do you just... Yeah. If you know that's the only thing that broke, like it was just a chip, then okay, yeah, it makes sense. You can just get that and be done with it.
So you can get all the buttons. So the directional pad, the face buttons, the Xbox button, all the buttons. For $22. Is there two? There is two. The PCB that covers it's got the USB port on it, and it looks like it's most of the inputs is $34. The PCB that includes the rumble motors and the joystick fucking gyro things.
Yeah, yeah.
Is $35.
So if you know that there's only one bar broken, it's justified. The moment you hit two, you might as well just buy a new controller.
Yeah, I mean, it's debatable. Like, yeah, I don't know. So you're looking at, like, if it's a PCB or rumble motor issue, and I don't know, like, $35 and then also the time it takes to take it apart and everything like that, I'm going to say, fuck it, just buy a new controller.
Right. Well, yeah, that's the other thing, too. It all depends on the time investment, yada, yada. Like, do you remember when I fucking broke my right Joy-Con? Because I was drinking, playing Mario Kart, and it took a bath inside of Coke and vodka.
Okay.
And so I took it apart because it, you know, stopped working or whatever. So I took it apart to try to, like, clean it up and whatever. And in doing so, I took it all apart, had it all back together, and then it was the tiniest fucking little ribbon that would not stay back in after it was taken out.
Mm-hmm.
I managed to get it back in, and it worked, and then sometimes it wouldn't, and then sometimes it would. But, like, it was all back fully together, but I believe the liquid had done enough damage to where it was not going to matter what I did. And then it was like, okay, I can just get a used one for $20.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, controller's dead. Get a new one. And that one's been fine ever since.
Yeah.
And I've avoided throwing it into soda and vodka.
Yeah.
Which is a good key, good note for anybody trying to play games. Don't put whatever you're playing the game with in soda and vodka. Or any type of liquid.
Surprise, surprise. I'm going to check iFixit real quick because I feel like those prices are a little high.
Oh, I 100% agree with that. I'm betting that they're, if you're Microsoft, right? And you want to have the good press while being a scumbag, then you say, hey, we made the parts available. By the way, there's a quick tipping point where you might just want to buy a new controller.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there'll be third-party stuff available at some point, but I doubt it.
There 100% might be. There already is for the most part, but now that they actually have this version, like, wouldn't it behoove you, if you were a designer, to go and get, say, like, five, those are they're the face plates, right? I wish I had my controller around. Where it's the top half, right?
Yep.
Wouldn't it behoove you as a designer to go buy five of those blank and paint them?
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And then resell them and then just be like, hey, you just gotta have to replace your faceplate, and here's this sweet faceplate you can do.
So iFixit sells things individually, so you can get just the joystick assembly.
Oh, they're selling the parts too. Okay.
For $15 with a lifetime guarantee.
Oh.
Like I mentioned.
I thought they were only selling the tools, not the parts.
You can buy the buttons individually, so like you can get the shoulder buttons for $8.
I fix it out here, like
the main motherboard for the controller is $15.
Sheesh.
So it seems like it might be a little cheaper. All right. Interesting. I'm sure people will use them to do weird shit too, like.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Make a controller like those I was gonna say the outboard, like, PCs you see, but the PCs that are just like attached to plywood fully into different pieces. They make the same thing with a controller where they do the, you remember the coffee table that was a Nintendo controller?
Yes.
Super Nintendo controller. Yep. That was a playable with a gigantic like 1 foot by 1 foot D-pad in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, screw it, do the same thing with an Xbox controller.
Yeah. I was thinking too, you could do you can make custom controllers that are like 3D printed to your hand, like specifically to your hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like just do the full back with actual like ergo Xbox controllers.
Yeah, or you could, I don't know, you could do all sorts of weird shit.
I don't know, you want to make money, man?
Yeah.
Exactly. You got a 3D printer at home?
Yeah. Have I used it?
I need a little bit of rubber though.
Since I bought it? No.
You can textured back rubber?
You can 3D print that material now.
Yeah, you know what I mean though? Like,
yeah.
The backhand for the ergo inside the. Oh.
Yeah. Get a little squeeze to it.
I wouldn't let go of that controller. A little squeeze. Wait, hold on.
I'll get a little squeeze.
Just a little pinch.
It's got a little squish.
Give myself some like
a little squish.
Thumb things that aren't the joysticks. I can just like when I'm not playing, just kind of entertain my thumbs. Like some nubs. Some nips. Making a controller getting anymore, weird. Or are we doing something else?
Nipple joysticks.
It's better than the weird fleshy ones of the Steam Deck. Or not the Steam Deck, the Steam controller.
Fleshy Steam
controller. Remember the flat joysticks?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Were? That was like, yeah.
Some people love those things. I'm like, it just feels so weird.
Speaking of Xbox, number 8. The Xbox Series S has been getting some hate recently. Lorien, is that how you say that? Lorien Studios? It's Baldur's Gate people.
That's
Larian?
Sounds... Larian.
Larian. Larian Studios has clarified the reason for the missing Xbox version of Baldur's Gate 3. The culprit is the Xbox Series S console, where delivering the split-screen co-op feature is proving to be extremely challenging. Microsoft demands feature parity between the Series S and X, which means the Series X is now being held back from getting Baldur's Gate 3 until the problem is fixed. Larian's director of publishing, Michael Deuce, provided an update on the optimization work, hinting that Baldur's Gate 3 won't be released on Xbox before 2024 at the earliest. Speaking on Twitter, Remedy Entertainment Communications Director Thomas Puha commented...
This is like the greatest article we've had in a while.
commented on developing for the console, saying that he feels Larian Studios' pain. According to Puha, releasing a title that runs well isn't just a matter of optimization, as development has to take into account the technical limitations of the system right from the beginning, which is something no developer wants to do at the start of the process.
And has always been a complaint of mine every time they denounce a lower-spec version.
I'm proud of myself for remembering this, because I have bad brain.
Ooh, bad brain.
We were trumpeting that fucking shit Series S specs from the very beginning. We're like, well, you got to develop to the least common denominator.
Yep, and then everybody said... Not to us specifically.
But yeah, but
everybody. Nope. They're nope. That's nope. 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 And they're like, no, 100%. They have to do that.
And here we are. Told you.
Why do you guys think you don't see actual like full leverage power of the new consoles used?
Yeah, that's
literally exactly why. And no, you can't just turn settings on and off. That's not how that works. It's a lot more convenient. Complicated. Number 9, a new PlayStation 5 beta system software is rolling out for select users. New features include the ability to use a second controller for assistance, the option of turning on haptic feedback while in the system UI, support for Dolby Atmos enabled audio devices, everybody needs that, game help improvements, a search feature for games in the user's library, and support for larger M.2 SSDs, upping the previous 4 terabyte limit to 8 terabytes. For you people that don't know how to cycle your games.
That's a lot of terabytes. I'm curious about the use a second controller for assistance.
Yeah.
Like, how quickly is that going to be abused? Or I don't know if you consider that abusing it since it's a feature they added in, but, you know.
It depends on what you're trying to do. But I can see there's just certain times where it's like, okay, it makes sense to just, I need a second controller.
Yep. Dolby Atmos. Interesting. Number 10, Post Malone has bought the One Ring card from Brooke Tafton, who originally pulled the One of One Magic card. They didn't say how much he paid for it, but Tafton said on Instagram, quote, "When I found the One Ring, the first person who came to mind was Post Malone. I have played MTG since I was a kid, and obviously it would be amazing to keep this card. But for a guy like me, being able to sell it is life-changing. I just really hoped it would go to someone who would appreciate it as much as I do." End quote.
Pretty cool video.
I did not watch the video, but I assumed it was cool.
Yeah. It's just two guys being dudes.
not going to fall for that trap.
I know. I know somewhere somebody said the second line for me. Number 11.
Guys being dudes.
Just two dudes being guys.
Just two guys being gay.
Show me your dick, Steve. he fell for it in the end.
Post Malone.
Number 11 game company.
His real name is Austin Post, in case you were curious.
I did know that, believe it or not. And do you know where he's from?
I know where he grew up, and I know that he was born in, was it Rochester?
I think so, yeah.
But he grew up in Texas.
Yeah. But you know where everybody else tends to forget? The second part.
Yeah.
At least around us, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11 game companies are still making a boatload of money. So here's some financial results for the quarter ending in June. Unity, who recently let people go, their revenue was up. Their revenue was $533 million, which is up 80% over last year.
80% for one quarter,
but
by the way.
But it could be higher if I let people go.
One quarter, yeah. It went from 78% to 80%.
Yeah, exactly. I can make it 82, just cut some other people.
Ooh.
Nintendo's quarter revenue was $1.25 billion, up 52% year on year. Nintendo's quarter revenue was $1.25 billion.
The percentages over last year is insane for me.
Wait till their actual stuff after the Direct comes out. Well, now that the Direct has happened, like what the stuff that is coming out.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, their quarter $1.25 billion, that does include Tears of the Kingdom. So
yeah. Which I think, if I remember correctly, that is what.
Yeah, that would be. And then it'll be stuff of the two Super Mario games, whatever the Pokemon thing is that they're going to talk about next week, and some other stuff. So,
yep.
Sega saw sales up 63% year on year to $756.9 million.
Sega.
Yaksa.
Granted, the majority of theirs was their fucking casino shit.
Yeah, yeah. But also Yaksa.
Their fucking pachinko machines.
Nobody knows what that is. But also, yeah, I'm going to keep saying it's Yakuza.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And that's why we have two games getting announced at Summer Game Fest. Two new Yakuzas.
They're pumping them out now.
EA's net bookings for the quarter, $1.578 billion, up 21% compared to the same period in the previous financial year.
Yeah. Insane.
In the brain.
Billions. Billions. But, you know, gotta let those people go. Gotta fire them. Gotta reassess our resources.
I can potentially add 0.001 to that billion number, and then, oh, it's even bigger.
So crazy.
Yep.
So crazy. Oh, my God. What did I do? Clicking things. I don't mean to click. Getting old. Don't know how to use technology no more.
Don't ever get to that point. If you ever call me and ask me to open an email, I'm going to lose my fucking mind on you.
Oh, my God.
How do I open this email? I don't know why you're an Old West prospector at the same time, but oh, there ain't no gold in that email.
I'm not going to say what I was going to say because it would just be me, like, you know.
Oh, we would
not being able to figure things out. And
we'd quickly reach Old Man Yells at Cloud. And
yeah. Rumor roundup. It's that time of the week.
Favorite segment we never talked about ever having.
Yep. It just happens.
Which is actually
there's rumors.
Which is actually every segment of this entire show.
Yep. We're rounding up the rumors. A recent data mine has revealed that Pokemon Presents could be held in August. The event is expected to showcase details about upcoming DLCs, and it's been confirmed. I wrote this on a Thursday. They can turn it on a Friday just to fuck with me.
I was hoping you did have that in there because I was going to be like, I just said that this was happening.
The Pokemon Presents will be August 8th at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it'll be about 35 minutes long.
And it's confirmed.
The Nintendo Switch 2 will come with up to 512 gigs of internal flash memory and an 8-inch LCD display, according to new rumors circulating the interwebs.
I don't believe those, just so we're clear.
That's why it's in the rumors and it wasn't in the old section. The old
I believe the possibility of an 8-inch LCD screen. I don't believe that you would say the words come with up to 512, because that would imply that you're running different SKUs.
Yes.
On launch, which Nintendo will not do anymore. You would have that as like a locked in number.
I think it'd be weird. I mean, yeah. I guess it would be. My thing was, I got hung up on the LCD display, because I guess it would be a very Nintendo thing to do. So you come out with the Switch with an LCD display, then you would come out with a revised version of the Switch with an OLED display.
Yep.
And then you come out with a Switch 2 with an LCD display.
Yeah. You got to go back one. Just to piss everybody off.
Yep. And they'll be like, well, it's bigger. It's fucking bigger.
Well, that's what you guys wanted, right? That it was an inch bigger?
We're not talking about my wife, all right?
He has a kid.
I do. He's going through his terrible twos right now.
True, he is, yeah.
He's a monster. He'll be a sweet little boy, all cute, and then all of a sudden, he transforms into this vicious creature who's screaming and throwing things at me. And then he runs out of the room. Then he runs back in, and he's back to the sweet little boy again. He's like, look how cute I am. And then when your defenses are down, he strikes again.
I was going to say, so is he closer to like a cat? Where, you know, they do that thing where they're like, yes, pet me. I do enjoy this. And now I will kill you.
No, I mean, he doesn't have as much self-preservation as cat does.
He can't really fend.
You'll be like trying to pick him up or hold him, and then he does the full body spasm, whip his head back, and like,
ooh, try to break your jaw.
He tries to kill himself. He tries to whiplash his cranium into the floor, or like he tries to like wet fish out of your arms.
Dad's never seen this one before.
And you're like trying to grab him, and he's all just like going, you know,
between wet fish. You remember those the like gel things that they're meant to just shoot out of your hand. It's supposed to be hard to hold on to or whatever. Yep. Just picture one of those and just going like dump. Yep. The old bar of soap in the
yeah, it's something, but you know, gotta go through it. We did get a Power Wheels that's remote controlled. So that's pretty dope.
Oh, so you can just drive them around in it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty slow, but we're going to fix that.
Speaking of people being crazy.
Yes.
I have a tweet to read to you.
All right, let's.
This is from our Lord and Savior, the one and only JB, also known as J.B.
Okay.
He's a resto druid healer.
Okay, yep.
In the upper echelons of World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
But he shoots off some banger tweets, and I'm like a big fan.
Okay.
So I'm fangirling a little bit.
That's fine.
But this tweet fucking had me dying yesterday. And he said, this is just to do with throwing things at people or whatever, so this is why I brought this up. Number one reason I think it would be fun to do Race to World First raiding with my guild all in the same room is that I could actually pick my chair up and throw it at the person that ninja pulled for the third time tonight. And I just pictured that. I sent it immediately to Buck, and him and I were both like, yes, that's a great take. We love that. And then we're like, haha, can you imagine if five of us were in the room just trying to run dungeons together and the amount of shit we'd be throwing at each other?
I feel like
flip-flops.
I feel like it would have to be a safety check to make sure no one's got any sharp objects.
yeah, you're getting metal detector wand security getting into the room to just...
Oh, man.
I'd just take my entire flip-flop off and throw it through the wall.
Maybe, I think it'd be more fun if everyone just had, like, that's the only thing you could throw is flip-flops. And everyone had, like, a stash of flip-flops.
Oh, no, that's exactly what it would be. It'd be like, all right, the heaviest thing you guys can throw is a flip-flop. If you want to throw, like, you know, Skittles or something, fine. And then it's slowly becoming everybody walking in with, like, one of those massive 50-gallon totes just full of flip-flops. None of them match. There's not a pair in there. They just happened to go to every lost and found in the general area and said, oh, that's my flip-flop. I've been looking for it. Mm. And now just have a bucket of used flip-flops to hug at each other.
Just got to go to, you got to go Old Navy when they do their dollar flip-flops.
I said I what I would do is if we were doing this like all on camera and it, like had each of our streams were open and we had like a room camera just to like over the shoulder show everybody doing things, I would start progressively small. I would start small and get progressively larger as
with the flip flops.
No, just like as like the week went on, or with the flip flops in general. I'll throw kids like small ones.
You start first. With like baby ones, like 1 year old ones, and then like by the time like the third day, you're on like size 15 flip flops.
Yeah, my flip flops.
You're just like fucking clown flip flops.
Yeah, you just get to an entire clown shoe. I was joking of just like all you would see is just me stand up in the room camera and just a bigger object come out of my hand, and then in their personal one you just see behind them goes this entire other thing and slam into the wall or something. Just the premise was so fucking funny to me.
Oh, that's good shit. All right, I guess more rumors about Ubisoft.
Steve Aoki throw a whole cake at somebody.
Whole cake, get him. About Ubisoft canceling the Immortals sequel, Stephen Totilo said, quote, I heard that Immortals 2 focus on Peloponnesian gods. Peloponnesian? Polyponnesian?
There's not a second P.
Polynesian.
Yes.
Why do I say Polynesian?
Polly Pocket? I don't know. She's a Polynesian.
Polynesian gods promising and being handled. Okay, where was I on that? I heard that Immortals 2 focused on oh my god. Polynesian gods was promising and being handled well, but it sounds like getting AC Red done is the priority at the Quebec City studio, end quote.
So there's two problems. One, you couldn't pronounce Polynesian.
Yes.
Two, his quote is written like a fucking schizophrenic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is not formatted in a well thought out like sentence. So I can't blame him
I mean,
for
it's,
that.
It's the way that he said Immortals 2's when
in, yeah, like, Immortals 2's focus.
Yeah.
He a triple S ending word?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Tom Henderson sources claim Stalker 2 will be playable at the Xbox Gamescom booth.
The more shots I see out of this game, it's still looking pretty.
Oh, so yeah.
I'll be curious.
Over 2 hours of footage from Assassin's Creed Jade has appeared online. It features a cameo from AC Odyssey's Cassandra.
I don't even know why you'd look at it.
I don't fucking know. Footage of Harry Potter Quidditch Champions has started to appear online. The main clip circulating online appears to confirm that players can either play as a created character or choose from a number of characters from the Harry Potter series.
I want to play as Hingo McCringleberry.
Jesus. New images from the set of Amazon's upcoming Fallout TV show have shown off what appears to be the outside of a Vault-Tec office. I've seen so many fucking screenshots photos from this show that I don't think it's real anymore. I think it's just...
Are they just doing AI-generated photos?
They're just like, it's not a real thing. That we know nothing about it.
Yeah, and they've never said that they're actually even close to released it or anything else.
Yeah. A teaser for a new Lego Harry Potter game was briefly spotted on Warner Bros. South Africa Instagram page before it was deleted.
What happened to Walmart Canada leaking everything?
I don't know.
How is South Africa leaking everything now?
That's a good question.
Did the admin get fired from Walmart Canada and moved to South Africa?
I had another one on this list.
I see that.
I didn't finish it, and it's because my mom came over while I was doing this before I left, and I forgot to finish it.
Well, then the good news is the last one is, according to Matt's mom, nothing needs to get put here.
Yeah. The Lego Harry Potter game is expected to be announced at Gamescom because there was a date associated with the post, and it was 8/25.
All right. Let's sprint to the end.
All right, if you say so.
Which viewership dips 3% in June? Makes sense. It's summer, so people are outside.
I don't know if you actually said which, but that's what I heard. When you said, instead of saying Twitch, it sounded like you said which.
Oh, I thought I said Twitch because then I would have said which makes
sense. You might have said Twitch, but for whatever reason, I don't know, maybe I was like, We'll have an aneurysm.
We'll replay review.
Okay,
and then they'll let us know. I've signaled to the armchair umpire for a replay review. Whenever Hawkeye gets back to us, we'll find out.
Gave him the finger back. So,
number two, the UK's CMA has requested additional comments around Microsoft's bid to buy Activision Blizzard. The CMA admits this is, quote, not a usual part of the process, unquote, and it follows Microsoft's bid to change the regulator's mind over blocking the deal.
It's basically like, we got to fight our way out of this. So, yep.
Number three, PlayStation 5 sales jumped 75% in the UK, following a price cut to 400 British pounds.
British pounds sterling?
What the fuck is a kilometer? Number four, Nintendo has removed The Last Hope Dead Zone Survival from the eShop. The game has been widely criticized from the media for being a low-quality shooter using assets and branding designed to make people think that it is The Last of Us. Number five, Striking Distance Studios, the developer behind the Callisto Protocol, has laid off 32 staffers. As reported by IGN, the game studio decision was attributed to a realignment of its business operations. It's always attributed to a realignment.
Yeah.
Number six, Hasbro has apologized for saying Activision Blizzard had lost the code for its Transformer games.
That was a whole thing.
Because if it didn't lose it, well, then you guys kind of look crazy. Twitch has updated its community guidelines to ban promotion and sponsorships of skin gambling sites, totally unrelated to the 3% decline in viewers. Number eight, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom sold 18.5 million units in 1.5 months. For those of you keeping track at home, that's a lot of units.
That is a lot of units.
That's a lot of fucking units.
Which contributed to their $1 billion fucking quarter. Yep. Yeah.
Number nine, Electronic Arts announced that Star Wars Jedi Survivor is being ported to old generation consoles.
Yay, man. They saw that sweet, sweet money, and they're like, we can't leave that on the table.
I'm like, money. Got an increase on this 1.589 billion. Developer Behavior Interactive confirmed Dead by Daylight Alien is on the way, and I, for one, would love to see the map be the ship, Sigourney Weaver, a playable character, and then Predator, and in just a different area.
And then it turns into, you're all aliens, and the monster is the Predator.
And you can't actually get off the ship. It becomes evolved. You have to drive the forklift into it.
Yes.
Or release it out of the airlock.
Yep. There you go.
Number 11, Baldur's Gate 3 has had the second biggest Steam launch of 2023 so far. It was officially released Thursday on Steam. It saw a peak concurrent player count of 427,000, and it is being played all weekend on Twitch.
There you go.
There are Twitch drops, I believe, also involved. And I've just seen people not stop playing. There have been multiple tweets that I've seen where people are like, oh, you know, I figured I'd sit down and play some Baldur's Gate this morning before I'm doing some stuff. And I looked up and it was 3 p.m. And I said, all right, well, it's already 3. I guess I could just play a little bit more. And then I looked up and it was 8 p.m. And then I looked up and it was 2 a.m.
Jesus.
So, you know, it's sucking people in.
Damn. Must be good.
I'm happy for him.
I'm also happy for him.
I don't think it's going to be a me game.
I probably would like it, but
I know it's not going to be a me game. You know how I know it's not going to be a me game?
Because I'm not into banging bears.
That's not what I said. If I was playing,
Nate likes bear hole.
if it was like where I was playing with somebody and we were keeping each other honest and playing the game together and whatever, then I could probably do it. But I have no interest to do it myself. And I also know that unless I actually had that person that I was sitting down and doing it with, they'd have to be somebody that's like on East Coast, either East Coast time or at least same sleep schedule. Because when Kenny and I tried to play Divinity Original Sin 2, we didn't even make a dent in the game, as fun as it was. Yeah. But it just became so hard for us to line that up, and then our time sync was always FM and all this other stuff. So
I wish.
Oh yeah, same. Yeah. I wish you weren't a slave to the child.
slave to the child, slave to the wife. I'm just a slave, period, you know. Got to do the chores, got to cook dinner, all that good stuff.
I know, we haven't even gone to a game yet.
Yep, no games.
Well, a second game.
No games. There's something else the other day that I was like, I haven't done this yet when I was supposed to. I don't remember what it was, though.
Race.
Yep, race. And I did want to go to a race this year, which that's probably not.
Oh, that's not what I meant. I meant the racing seat.
Oh, well, yeah, that too. That's a whole nother thing. Although that's been happening, but slowly. It's just reorganizing and taking care of the crap in the office.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's been 7 days. Up to anything?
No. Started watching Ted Lasso, getting on that train, seeing what that's all about. I kind of saw that like Apple TV's got a lot of good shows on it, so I was like, oh, I'll subscribe to this and go through all that.
It's actually been surprising, like when I've seen like them put out a new show or something, and I kind of I'll always, you know, peruse and see what people say about things, whatever. And it's like, usually their shows are received pretty well. There's been a couple that have been flops, but.
So it's interesting, and I don't know if they advertise it super well, but you can watch the first episode of every show for free. Which I think is interesting. What have we been up to? A lot of just random house stuff. We had a guy come out and quote us on gutters today.
Installing them, cleaning them,
all new, installing new ones. Okay. All the seamless aluminum ones, and adding some in places that we didn't have some prior, and then putting the covers on as well, the gutter covers, even though I personally don't think those work, but, whatever.
Gotcha.
What else? Not much, really. Just doing the old, like, burnt out at night. So let me just, like, lay on the couch and watch a couple episodes of something. And that's about it. What have you been up to?
You know, the usual.
The huge?
World of Warcraft, volleyball, sleeping. Finished one Warhammer book, into the second one now.
Nice! Good, bad, and different?
Good so far. It's funny because obviously they're long, like the sagas, not the books themselves. The books themselves are shorter than all the Witcher books so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's like eight hours. I think the one I'm in now is technically 11 hours, but like the Witcher ones were like 16 to 19.
Yeah.
It's just going through and listening to them. But like the first book ended and nothing was resolved at all.
It was 100% just here's the groundwork for everything.
Essentially, you're still just like learning and building up to, I know there's an event that is going to happen.
Hmm.
I just don't know when it happens. So we're still building to that. And now we're dealing with this other thing while still building to this thing happening. Yeah. But it's still good. Like, it's still good. This entire buildup is like still very. It's still entertaining to me.
Yeah.
But it's just like Tree. This is you messaging me in the middle of this. You're gonna listen to this. And you're on fifth message. I'm gonna fucking off you when I get done with this.
Let me send you a bunch of short messages in rapid fire. Instead of a full paragraph? Or are we straight memeing at this point? I see a lot of short sentences. That could have been one message.
No, that I'm okay with that.
Okay.
That is in regards to a nightmare dungeon he just went through.
Okay.
Not nightmare in Diablo, nightmare in WoW shit scenario.
Yeah.
It's good. It's all just like filler technically, but it is its own story. But there's just, you reach the end. I reached literally the end of the book and it was just, we're going to stop talking about the story here. Like, that's just how it felt. Like, if you stopped listening to this podcast at 30 minutes in the middle of one of our, like, news stories.
It just cut off.
And just never continued.
Like, the author probably gave a huge fucking...
It's two different authors, book one and book two.
Okay, that's even weirder.
They're continuing, like, the story, but I believe it's two different authors. But it's just, it's like, okay, I've told the intro. That's the intro.
Fuck off.
And they specifically are at the end of one, they're going to a different planet.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, we now have to go here. And it's just like, all right, let's set way for Davin. All right, good first book.
Hmm.
And I'm just like, they cliffhanger you of like, something happens at the end of one that they don't explain, and they kind of start to potentially explain it in the beginning of two. But even as far as I am into two so far, they've like hinted of like what could be the problem, and they're doing the whole thing of like they're telling you're following one, like living the story through one character,
mm-hmm.
through Loken or Garvial or you know however you want to hear his name, and he's seeing these things and it's how he's interpreting it. So they're only giving you, you know, like bits and pieces of things. And then you're also trying to go, okay, what's you're watching a chess match and trying to figure out, except it's not a chess match. It's closer to Chinese checkers. Cause there's so many teams. You're like, I don't know what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just still navigating the spider web of eventually this will make sense.
Yeah. Interesting. I'm still getting through the rise and fall of the Third Reich, and it's a beast. So,
yeah, I believe that
it's rough.
All right, that's all I got. Anything else?
Nope, done.
All right, cool. And then in 7 days, you will hear from us again. Toodaloo, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by ACAST and available to all audio platforms.
ACAST helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. ACAST.com.